to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today's topic, paid in Bitcoin. That's correct, NFL player paid in Bitcoin. Now this comes from Bitcoin.com. The title says paid in Bitcoin. NFL offensive tackle Russell Okung considered the highest paid in the league. At the end of December, the Carolina Panthers offensive lineman Russell Okung told the public he would be getting half of his $13 million salary paid in Bitcoin. Moreover, Okung made the decision at the right time, as the National Football League just capped the league's salaries at $180 million. Looking at it from a different perspective, some people think that Okung is now the highest salaried NFL player today because of his decision to stack Satoshis. Okung's Bitcoin salary matches his entire annual wage thanks to crypto gains. Professional football player Russell Okung is well known for his stance toward Bitcoin, and well before he was paid in Bitcoin, he relentlessly asked to receive his salary in crypto. At the end of December 2020, Okung shocked the world when he announced he would be getting half of his $13 million salary paid in BTC, as Bitcoin has continued to climb higher in value week after week. Since then, a number of people have noted that Okung has made a lot of money so far, choosing to be paid in BTC. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure Mr. Okung will have to pay capital gains on the gains from his Bitcoin salary. But nonetheless, Bitcoin has gone up quite a bit since he accepted that as his form of payment. Now, the article continues, for instance, when BTC hit $44,000, the half of his contract that is paid in BTC climbed to $10.59 million. At $56,000, his half turned into more than his entire quoted salary. As far as 2020 NFL salary stats are concerned, Okung has entered the top five position. However, the NFL has recently decided to cap the league's salary at $180 million, and a ballplayer's contract could change in 2021 because the Carolina Panthers offensive tackle gets half of his salary in BTC. Many proponents think of him as the highest paid player in the NFL, and not just ahead of the highest paid OTs. You are the highest paid player in the NFL, an individual said to Okung recently on Twitter, simply by taking your salary in a different unit of value. Amazing. It will not be long before your peers catch on, he added. Interestingly, Okung chose a perfect time to be paid in Bitcoin, as the NFL informed on Thursday that there will be a salary cap this season of $180 million. In professional sports, a salary cap or wage cap is a standard guideline that creates a limit ballplayers can spend on players' salary. There are also other rules in NFL leverages, like first-year players get a minimum of $610,000 annually. Seven-year NFL vets earn a minimum salary of $1 million last year. Even though Okung is already very much ahead of all the other NFL players, he may be years ahead of the game going forward. Russell Okung is a genius, another person tweeted recently. He's made so much money from just one check. The individual added, Okung seemed to have known this was a good decision when he said, getting paid in Bitcoin is the first step of opting out of the corrupt, manipulated economy we all inhabit. Isn't this amazing? Now, here's an individual who's at the top of his field, earning a great salary, and still feels like he's being victimized by the current financial situation, the current financial protocol that we all have to live by. Moreover, Okung said on Thursday that he continues to accumulate Bitcoin, no matter the price. I receive a ton of questions about my price entry point into the BTC, Okung tweeted. I stack stats. The price goes up. I stack more. The price goes down, and I stack again, he said. This isn't financial advice, Okung further insisted. Very interesting article. So here we see top of his game NFL football player requesting that half his salary be paid in Bitcoin. And even as Bitcoin rises, he tells us that he's buying more Bitcoin. This is a trend to watch right here. Now, as I said, this is cryptocurrency news, not financial advice, but you can find the article on Bitcoin.com. Until next time, this is your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.